Weekday mornings from 10. This is Jason Mohammed on BBC Radio Wales.
I'm sure many rugby fans, many Welsh people listening to BBC Radio Wales today want to know, David, why do you want to come back?
Well, the catalyst for me wanting to come back to Wales is that not just recently in the past 2 weeks, but for the past, five, 6 years, we have been having these stoushes at least once a year, and that's got to stop. And it's got to stop for the good of the game. I actually don't believe that either the WRU or the regions are working in the best interest of the game when they behave like they're currently behaving. I think it is a disgrace. It shows no leadership. And there has got to be a better way. And I believe that with my track record in Wales as the chief executive officer, that I can offer them a better solution, one based on mutual respect and understanding than is currently the case.
But David, with the greatest respect, and I know you know this place very well, I know you came into this very radio studio when we had a rugby stroke football sports phone-in in 2003. Many big rugby followers jammed the switchboards, telling us they don't agree with David Moffat's plans and this will never work. You started this. Why on earth would anyone want to sit in a meeting room with you?
I started what? Let's go back a step, shall we, before we start looking at what I started. What I started was regional rugby, which has delivered the most successful decade of on-field results in Welsh rugby history. And that coincided with the with regional rugby. So I'm not quite sure where that comment is coming from. In addition to that, when I got to Welsh rugby was actually insolvent. They couldn't have paid their bills if and when they became payable. And I renegotiated the debt down to manageable levels and put the union in profit to the tune of about £3.9 million within a couple of years. Now, I regard that as being successful. Other people might not, but I guess on the basis of any measurement that you like to throw at it, it was a successful period of time. So, you know, and there are naysayers, but there's an awful lot of support for what I did. And whenever I'm in Wales or whenever I'm in an international rugby match, a lot of Welsh supporters come up and said, look, we didn't really agree with what you did, but we have to give it to you. It has been successful for this Welsh side, and I'll stand by that.
Gareth Lewis is here, Mr. Moffat. He wants to also throw a few questions at you.
Hey, Gareth.
Hi, David. How are you doing?
You
okay? Look, I'm just wondering, it's not an easy process getting onto the board of the Welsh Rugby Union. Do you have two member clubs who've come forward and told you they'd give you their backing? Because that's what you'll need.
No, I haven't. But what I believe is that I can go to the clubs and give them an opportunity to change the way that Welsh rugby is currently being run and to effect the next stage of the plans that need to be put in place. Especially in regional rugby, what you need to understand is that when we put in place regional rugby back in 2003, that was the best deal we could have done at that time. We had no money, we were being threatened with legal action, and we had a lot of hostility. But we ended up ultimately with four professional teams. I mean, you know, Wales had nine professional teams. The whole of the Southern Hemisphere only had 12 at the time. So we got through that.
Okay.
What needs to happen now is the evolution. The world around Welsh rugby has been evolving in the last 10 years.
Now, David, I understand the history. I understand the history, David. I'm just curious. If you don't have the backing, if you don't have the backing from two clubs, which you would need to stand for election to the board, is this then no more than a publicity stunt to herald your arrival back in Wales?
No, it's not. You know, I'm confident that I can get the backing of the clubs.
Will you be speaking to them then, David? Will you be going and meeting them?
Can I just finish, please?
Well, will you be meeting them? It's quite key. Will you be meeting them and canvassing their support?
Of course I will be. I will be trying to get to every single club. Because at the moment, when you have a look at just what happened last week, for example, eventually the WRU got to tell the clubs, who are the owners of the WRU, what was going on. And what did they do? They sent them a letter with about 62 bullet points, and they got one point of view. There was no balance to the document that they got. And I think that that is a disgraceful way to treat your shareholders, which the WRU clubs are. And that needs to change, and it needs to change dramatically. And that's what I'll be pointing out to the clubs. That's the sort of thing that I will be ensuring that changes, as well as the way in which the regions and the clubs, the regions and the WRU deal with each other. It doesn't need to be like this. Let me just tell you something. I don't believe there is a hope in hell of the new, I haven't seen it, of the new participation agreement being accepted by the regions. I just know the process, and I can absolutely guarantee you that that's my view anyway. And if they do get something, what makes you think that this isn't going to be resurrected again in 5 years' time? It'll be exactly the same. And it's got to stop.
David, can I just ask you, David, when do you arrive in Wales?
Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. What's your plan?
My plan is to, overcome the jet lag for a start.
Yeah.
And then I will be seeking to meet with the clubs, and I'd like to try and get to all the clubs if I can, but if I can't do them individually, obviously I'd like to meet them in groups, or even do it through the districts.
Right.
What I want to do is explain to them why I am standing, and to tell them how Welsh rugby can be better under my stewardship. And I believe that I've got a compelling argument to make. Otherwise, I wouldn't do this. I mean, Welsh rugby is too important to world rugby. I've seen that. Here we are. We're less than 2 years away from the next World Cup, a World Cup at which there should only be one or perhaps two teams that are logically capable of beating Wales. But whilst this goes on, what sort of preparation is that for Gatland and the players? The players are totally annoyed with what's going on. You've seen that in the newspapers. Yeah, sure. Yeah. I'm sure you've had it on the BBC as well.
Let me just ask you as well. I mean, you're not standing yet. We should clarify that. You want to stand rather than actually standing at the moment.
I'm going to stand.
Okay, if you get the nominations. Yep. You're kind of coming in and portraying yourself as a mediator, as a peacemaker, as someone who can improve. Why would that happen when you and Roger Lewis, who's the chief executive of the Welsh Rugby Union, had such an acrimonious relationship when you were with the regions?
Well, that's a matter for the chief executive of the WRU.
Well, it's you as well, David, if you're going to stand.
I'm not after his job. I'm after a position on the board so that I can make a difference. And can I just remind you that it's the board that sets the policy for the WRU, and it's the executive that carries out that policy. It's very, very simple. And that's the governance model that has been put in place, and that's the governance model that I'll be following assiduously. So any suggestion that there's going to be any difficulty in that area, I think, is unfounded.
Weekday mornings from 10. This is Jason Mohammed on BBC Radio Wales.